ankle deep in the red dirt on the shores of the Aramanga Sea. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling. Thanks to the Aramanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwestern Queensland.
Welcome once again to Blues with a Feeling as I wind down to the end of the year. Only two more shows for the year, with the last one coming up the week before Christmas. After that, I'm taking a month off to refresh my heart and mind and maybe even my ears. And the show will then resume in the last week of January. It's been a wonderful couple of years for me since I embarked on the latest chapter in the show's history, and I hope you'll enjoy these last couple of weeks with me as I pull out some classics. This week, we go back to 1968, as I feature for you what many regard as the greatest rock album of all time. You see, it was Jimi Hendrix's birthday last week, and frankly, it seems a bit of a travesty that I haven't acknowledged the great man a little more in recent times. And so, here we go. I'll try and spare you the history lesson, but there's a bit of background info that's important to consider for a better understanding of this incredible record. The Jimi Hendrix Experience's Electric Ladyland. It was Jimmy's most commercially successful album, and it was certainly produced with Jimmy at the peak of his powers, not only on guitar, but vocally and behind the desk in the studio. It still to this day stands as a benchmark for the use of the ever-expanding range of technology that was available at the time, and certainly a record that blew my mind in just the right way and at just the right time as I made my way in the earlier days of my own musical journey of discovery, sending me backwards and forwards and inside out to discover and understand more about this music we call the blues. Okay, let's jump straight into it. And can I just say before we begin that if you haven't heard this incredible production before, it's time to turn it up. Because when the gods make love, everybody needs to be paying attention.
Show you And you're listening to Shaky Sean, Blues with a Feeling.
Your back, I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just like so hard to get through to you.
It's found me there waiting and set me on a eagle's back. Found me there and set me on a eagle's way. It's the eagle's way, baby. He took me past the outskirts of infinity, and when he brought me back, he gave me Venus, which is green.
Thank you.
desire. From far away as Jupiter saw the mine. Say my heroes are made of desire. From far away as Jupiter saw the mine. Way down by the Midland Sea. I have a hummingbird and it hums so loud. You think you are losing your mind. Hey, 'cause I'm a moonshine.
Thanks to the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, on the long-forgotten shores of the Aramanga Sea in southwestern Queensland, playing music washed in the muddy waters of the Mississippi and beyond. This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
I still think that's up there with the greatest guitar songs of all time, the original Voodoo Child in all its extended glory. As I feature for you this week, the Jimi Hendrix Experience's classic album, Electric Ladyland, released in 1968 as Jimmy's powers on guitar and in the studio continued to grow and expand at an amazing rate. Understanding, of course, that he only had two more years on Earth at the time, and that Jimmy's increasingly chaotic life was already taking a toll on the young man who was only in his 25th year at the time of the album's release. Listening to that song in preparation for this week's show, it reminded me of stories of Jimmy taking his tape recorder to Buddy Guy gigs and asking Buddy if he could record his hero. It sounds more and more to me like Jimmy's version of what Buddy Guy was laying down in the bars of Chicago at the time, perhaps an homage to the great man, still the most influential guitar player of all time. He'll be here next year for Blues Fest and his final ever Australian tour. In that set as well, from an album full of rock classics, Crosstown Traffic and the title track, Have You Ever Been to Electric Ladyland. This double album was recorded in London and also in New York, where Linda Keith, the girlfriend of Keith Richards, had first seen Jimmy play and from which the connections were made that saw Jimmy move to London and within a year take the UK by storm. With just a Stratocaster, a couple of Marshall amps and a pair of English musicians, Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell, making up the rhythm section of the first great three-piece rock band and the benchmark for all who followed, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Sadly, Redding would quit the band soon after Electric Ladyland was released. It's fair to say that the bass player didn't really like Jimmy or Mitch and was more interested in his own projects. And the atmosphere in the studio was one in which he struggled, quite frankly. But he did contribute on bass and even wrote and sang this song, Little Miss Strange.
Thank you. sugar walls and a two candle cane window. But the silliest moves melted up all those inside. Everybody's on fire, but I'm snowing in a cold blizzard. Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Where are you when it's a hot, cold summer? Around about this time, the telephone blew its horn across the room. Scared little Annie, green out of her mind. Blowing the candle, he peeps out of his blue hide and seek. And grab little Annie from the ceiling.
Hi, this is Duke Robillard here, and you're listening to Shaky Sean on Blues with a Feeling.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! People live and make believe. They keep a lot of dirt up their sleeve. But my love, baby, isn't the kind that fools. Come on, baby, let the good times roll. Thank you.
nice if it's understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey! Oh, let the good time.
Listening to Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling.
With Christmas approaching, and with it my yearly break from the microphone, this is the first of the final three shows for the year, and this week celebrating the birthday of the one and only Jimi Hendrix, may he rest in peace. With this week's feature album, the landmark double album Electric Ladyland. A smash hit for Jimmy, it would be his final studio album, with the band imploding and Jimmy beset by business, artistic and moral quandaries. But it remains to this day the benchmark for guitar-driven rock and blues, the inspiration for so much music and art and life that has ensued across the world over the past five decades. Thanks again for tuning in or downloading the show. Please follow, like and comment at the Facebook page, Sean Bindley's Blues With A Feeling, so I can keep you updated about new shows every week. And please share it with your music-loving friends everywhere. And thanks, as always, from my heart and soul to the management at the Erromanga Motel and Caravan Park in southwest Queensland for keeping the show on the air these last 18 months, following my untimely dismissal after 27 years at my former employer. Oh, those gypsy eyes. Previous to that, Jimmy's incredible cover of Earl King's classic Come On, Long Hot Summer Nights. Here's to them. Thrilled to be with you in its 29th year. This is Blues With A Feeling. And here's to the denizens of burning the midnight lamp everywhere.
And you're listening to Sean Bendley with Blues with a Feeling.
To the sea, not to die, but to be reborn, away from the land so battered and torn. Say, can you see it's really such a mess? Every inch of her is a fighting mess. Giant pencil and lipstick tube shaped flames continue to rain and cause screaming pain and the Arctic stains from silver blue to bloody red as our feet find the sand and the sea. It's straight ahead.
That's what they say. That's why they ain't coming with us today. And they also said it's impossible for a man to live and breathe underwater. Forever was a main complaint. And they also threw this in my face. They said, anyway, you know good and well, it would be beyond the will of God and the grace of the king.
So my darling and I make love in the sand to salute the last moment everyone dreaming at. Our machine and its dentist work played its part well. Without a scratch on our body, then we bid it farewell. Starfish and giant phones greet us with a smile. Before our heads go under, we take a last look at killing noise.
Warp the outer style.
This is Sean Binley's Blues with a Feeling, brought to you by the Aramanga Motel in Caravan Park, smack dab in the middle of the red dirt plains of southwestern Queensland.
Counting down the final weeks of the program for the year, with just two shows remaining, although there are close to 100 shows in total at my website, seanbindley.com. So have at it. And of course, I'll be back at the mic in the last week of January, refreshed for what will be Blues with a Feeling's 30th year. Remembering the great Jimi Hendrix this week, after his birthday late in November, with Jimmy's masterpiece double album, Electric Ladyland. So much time spent glued to my speakers over this record over the decades, and I couldn't resist featuring it this week, after promising big things for the show's final weeks this year a couple of weeks ago. That's called Moon Turns to Tides, and before that, 1983, A Merman I Should Be, and Rainy Day, Dream Away. The first of two songs on which Jimmy and the Experience were joined by the late, great Mike Finnegan, who passed away not long ago. A veteran of the bands of Joe Cocker and Etta James and Crosby, Stills and Nash, and in more recent times, Taj Mahal and the Phantom Blues Band. I love the addition of the organ to so much of this astonishing album. It just adds the perfect spice to what Jimmy was laying down. The other of Mike's contributions was this, probably the second part of one of the studio jams that afforded Jimmy the luxury to allow his ideas to be fully realised. Still raining, still dreaming. This is Blues with a Feeling.
So get no time, just let it groove its own way. Let it drain your worries away. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Lay back and dream on a rainy day. Lay back and groove. We'll be right back.
you're coming from. He just coughed and changed the subject and said, all right, I think it might snow some. So I left him sipping his tea, and I jumped in my chair and run off to see just why and who could it be this time. Sisters and brothers, daddies, mothers, standing around crying. When I reached the scene, the flames were making a ghostly whine. So I stood on my horse's back, and I screamed without a breath. I say, oh, baby, why did you burn your brother's house down?
Hey!
Disgusting, so we paint red with the sky. I say the truth is straight ahead, so don't burn yourself instead. Try to learn instead of burn. Hear what I say. So I finally rode away, but I'll never forget that day. Cause when I reached the valley, I looked way down across the way. A dying boat from space landed with eerie grace and came and taken all the dead away.
This is Teddy Wayne Shepherd, and you're listening to Blues with a Feeling with Sean Bentley.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. We'll be right back.
it is, the ultimate combination of Bob Dylan's songwriting and Jimi Hendrix's remarkable talent as a guitarist, singer, arranger and producer all along the Watchtower. Jimmy's most successful single in the US, peaking at number 20 on the pop charts. Previous to that, House Burning Down. Righto, time for me to leave you for another week, so I'll leave you with this. Jimi Hendrix's slight return of that epic song you heard earlier, Voodoo Child. I read somewhere years ago that they were asked to perform a shorter version of the song for a television or radio show, and Jimmy decided to add it to the record after it was so well received. Voodoo Child, Slight Return has of course gone on to become one of the most celebrated pieces of rock and blues in musical history. And so it's on this note that I'll wish you well and look forward to joining you next week for Blues with a Feeling.
I'm